This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. Our next guest actually began her career while still in diapers at the tender age of 11 months when she appeared in a commercial for Folgers Coffee. Her next job was a detergent commercial with the future president, Ronald Reagan. But many of us remember her best for her infamous gig as Tabitha Stevens, that adorable baby featured on the top 10 sitcom, Bewitched.
50 years ago, Bewitched launched, and after 8 seasons, 23 Emmy nominations, and 254 episodes, the show gracefully ended, but its popularity endures to this day. Erin Murphy, fondly known as Tabitha, joins us on the phone to talk about this iconic show and what magic she's up to these days. Welcome, Erin.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we hear that Entertainment Weekly and TV Guide recently touted Bewitched as one of the greatest TV shows of all time. I mean, first of all, how did you land this gig as Tabitha at the tender age of 2?
I think I was just lucky. They were looking for a baby, and I looked a lot like Elizabeth Montgomery, and I happened to have done some commercials before. And I have a fraternal twin sister, so they were mainly looking at twins for the part of Tabitha.
Oh, that's great. So you did have a little break from the set.
Just the first year. We're fraternal, so we don't really look very much alike. They would use my sister from the back or from a distance, and then I took over the role by myself through the rest of the show.
And how long did your gig actually last?
The show ran for 8 years, and I was on for the last 6.
So, Erin, what was it like growing up on the set? I mean, you were so young, maybe you didn't even know the difference.
It's funny because I basically grew up on a TV set, so it just seems like home, just part of my childhood. So everything about being on television just seemed like everyday life.
Well, what were your on-set Bewitched parents like? I mean, Elizabeth Montgomery, Dick York, and that crazy grandmother Agnes Moorhead. I mean, did they treat you like their own?
They really did. It felt like an extended family, and I was really lucky to work with such wonderful people. And we stayed in touch after the show, and just wonderful relationships I had with all of them.
Did any of their craziness, like, scare the wits out of you?
No. I think I may be the bravest girl alive, and maybe it's because I grew up around, like, animals and magic and all that, but it wasn't scary. It was really just fun.
Well, I have to ask you, Erin, did reality and, you know, your persona on the show ever kind of merge? And offset, did you ever think you had magical powers and, like, would try to do things to your parents or your siblings, maybe?
I've only heard of one story when I was very young, and my mom asked what I wanted for breakfast, and I said, I'd like some eggs. And she said, well, we don't have eggs. And I said, I'll just twitch some up. So one time I thought I could do magic.
It didn't work, Erin.
It didn't work. And you know what? Now I have my own chicken, so now I can have eggs whenever I want.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, we read that once Bewitched ended, you were offered a role on The Waltons, but turned it down to go to Girl Scout camp. Were you just looking to be just a regular old normal kid at that point?
What happened was Bewitched wasn't canceled. We went on our hiatus expecting to come back since we were picked up for another year. And then during the break, Elizabeth Montgomery and her husband decided not to do the show again. So I left thinking I was going to camp, and I really wanted to go to camp. So I wasn't looking for another job right then. I kind of just wanted to be a Girl Scout.
Well, Erin, how did you keep it all grounded? I mean, we understand you were labeled as one of the top 10 child stars of all time. I mean, it must have been hard not to really have a big head.
I don't think so. I felt when I was very young, and still feel today, almost an obligation to be a good person. And I appreciate all the advantages and things that I've gotten from being a child actor. So I've always felt kind of grounded, and I felt a sort of responsibility to do good things and be grounded and not be someone that they, oh, well, she's on TV, she must be conceited. So I think I've gone out of the way to probably be the other way, which is how I like to live my life.
Well, you sure had a boatload of endorsements along the way, but one that we thought was fascinating was that there was actually a Baskin-Robbins Bewitched ice cream flavor.
That's right.
So how was that? Was it like yummy or what? I don't even remember it.
I probably don't remember it because it may have been the worst flavor in the history of Baskin Robbins.
Oh. What was in it?
Baskin Robbins is wonderful, and I still eat some of the almond fudge. But our flavor, Bewitched Ice Cream, was a seasonal flavor. You know, they do promotional flavors, and we were the flavor 1 year for October. So they wanted to kind of tie it in with Halloween and magic, and it was vanilla ice cream with little crunchy pieces of orange and black licorice. It was really bad. Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't sound, and I'm a licorice lover. That doesn't sound so good.
I'm a licorice lover, too. It wasn't good.
Wow.
On television, which is great.
Oh, it is great. Well, we can look forward to binging on Bewitched.
But not eating the ice cream
right.
at the same time.
Not eating the ice cream, no.
Well, Erin, beyond your amazing childhood career, you have really had an extremely active life, other entertainment areas and philanthropy and community activities, but also as a mom to six kids and wife to your husband, Darren. Now, are you serious? Is it really his name?
It's really his name. Poor guy gets teased a lot.
There's some karma in that, though, isn't there?
I know.
I don't know.
What are the odds of that?
Not very high.
Well, finally, Erin, what's next on the horizon for the former Tabitha Stevens?
I'm really, really busy. I'm doing a play right now out here in Los Angeles called Hollywood Shorts, and they're 10-minute plays written by TV writers, performed by TV actors. I'm about to start hosting a radio show for the UBN network. I'm co-owner of a company called Slim Chillers that makes frozen vodka martini popsicles.
Mm. Oh, that sounds like fun.
Wonderful.
Oh, they're really fun. And I'm in talks with the network about doing a new series that I can't talk about, but I'm very excited about.
Oh, well, we'll have to have you back.
It's a busy, busy year, which is always fun.
Actress Erin Murphy, also known as that adorable toddler witch, Tabitha Stevens. This has been great fun. Thanks so much for sharing your stories with the Two Boomer Babes.
Thanks. It was great being here.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.